Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The president takes on gun control.
No one is talking about overturning or changing the Second Amendment.
Allegations of abuse at the border.
This facility is a health and safety nightmare.
The conundrum of unvaccinated kids.
Clusters of cases associated with daycare centers and youth sports.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden is ready to take on gun violence. He's expected to issue a series of executive actions in the wake of back-to-back mass shootings. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The changes include reviewing federal policy surrounding ghost guns, handmade or self-assembled firearms that don't include serial numbers, and the use of stabilizing braces on pistols, a modification that experts say turns the weapon into a short-barreled rifle. The Justice Department's also being asked to draft model legislation to enact red flag laws at the state level. For years, lawmakers in both parties have been pushing for federal and state legislation that temporarily bars people facing mental anguish or other personal crises from accessing firearms if law enforcement or a judge deem them a present danger to themselves or others.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is making disturbing claims of abuse after visiting a facility for migrant children and teenagers in San Antonio.
Children at this facility are being sexually assaulted. There are not enough staff to safely supervise the children at this facility. Some children in this facility are not eating throughout the day.
Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in Guatemala, where some say climate change is driving them out.
It's written in the hillsides as far as Ruben Che is concerned. The crops that have supported generations of his family are gone.
So this would be full of leaves.
This valley turned into a lake after back-to-back hurricanes lashed the region last year, with intensity and rainfall believed to be magnified by climate change. He took out a loan to get the operation running again, but nothing's grown.
So you have a debt, you have no way of repaying it because your crops are ruined.
The sign drawing his attention now is a smuggler's, advertising a trip to the U.S.
The CDC says the highly infectious coronavirus variant, first identified in Britain, is now responsible for most new infections in the U.S. Despite more vaccine availability and the growing number of people getting shots, the number of daily cases is holding steady at about 64,000 a day. Cases are rising, however, among younger Americans. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
We're getting together much in larger environments, and we are letting down our guard. We can't do everything we had done prior to the pandemic, and we really need to put rules in place to stop the virus and spread until we can vaccinate the kids, which will hopefully be this summer.
Almost half of U.S. adults have received one or two doses of vaccine. Correspondent Adriana Diaz has an update on the hotly debated issue of vaccine passports.
At least 17 companies or organizations are developing passport apps, but whether they can be legally required is an open question. Israel has required them for months. Britain is considering the same. But so far in the U.S., only New York has a voluntary passport option. Norwegian Cruise Lines hopes that requiring all crew and guests to be vaccinated will be its ticket to resume sailing from U.S. ports this summer.
Drug use and footage of George Floyd's arrest take center stage at Derek Chauvin's murder trial. CBS's Jamie Yukas is in Minneapolis.
The defense played video of Floyd resisting police for James Ryerson, the lead investigator in the case.
Did it appear that Mr. Floyd said, I ate too many drugs.
Yes, it did.
But prosecutors replayed the video from an earlier point.
Are you able to tell what Mr. Floyd is saying there?
Yes, I believe Mr. Floyd was saying, I ain't doing no drugs.
The drugs in Floyd's system and what he possessed go to the heart of the defense's argument that opioid drugs and underlying health conditions led to his death.
U.S. troops could remain in Afghanistan past May 1st. It appears President Biden will let the deadline for completing a withdrawal lapse. CBS News has looked into allegations Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz took a vacation to the Bahamas with a hand surgeon named Jason Pierazzolo and some female escorts. Correspondent Major Garrett has the details.
Multiple sources familiar with the federal probe tell CBS News Pierazzolo and Gaetz traveled to the Bahamas in late 2018 or early 2019, and Pierazzolo paid for travel expenses, accommodations, and female escorts. One key question for investigators, were the women illegally trafficked across state or international lines for the purposes of sex with the congressman? Investigators also want to know if Gaetz was accepting paid escorts in exchange for political access or legislative favors.
Gaetz denies the allegations. Pierazzolo hasn't commented. Police in South Carolina have a suspect in custody after a doctor, his wife, two of their grandchildren, and one other person were shot to death at a home in Rock Hill. Trent Ferris, York County Sheriff's Office.
Five people who are deceased. One was also taken to the hospital with serious gunshot wounds. The people who were involved are very prominent and very well known.
Dr. Robert Leslie founded a local medical center. Neither a motive nor the suspect's identity has been announced. Police say Tiger Woods will not be cited for a traffic violation despite details of his car wreck in February.
According to the LA County Sheriff, Tiger Woods was driving at double the speed limit when he lost control of his car and instead of hitting the brakes, accidentally accelerated, worsening the outcome of the crash.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour.
The sheriff said Woods was not tested for sobriety because police had no reason to suspect he was under the influence.
There are some saying somehow he received preferential treatment. That is absolutely false.
Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A Tigerless Masters is teeing off. CBS Sports' Kyle Porter is on the socially distanced green in Augusta.
It's subdued because there's not as many people as normal, but there's also a little bit of electricity because in November there was nobody.
The tournament's under a cloud of controversy over Georgia's new restrictive voting law. Sad news about a celebrity zookeeper. Jack Hanna's family says the 74-year-old has been diagnosed with dementia and will retire from public life. A final goodbye to Pops.
A scribbly bee, a scribbly boo.
Who are you going to telephone?
The Ghost Fellas.
The Goldbergs closed last night's show on ABC with a video tribute to George Segal, who died 2 weeks ago at the age of 87. It closed with the message, "We'll miss you, George." Israel remembers 6 million Jews killed during World War II.
Air raid sirens wailed across Israel on Holocaust Remembrance Day as the country emerges from the pandemic. Last year, ceremonies were held online under a nationwide lockdown, but thanks to a successful COVID vaccination campaign, ceremonies are taking place this year in person as Israel reopens. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Crews have wrapped up what's believed to be the deepest wreck dive in history. The USS Johnston sunk in October of 1944 during a battle with Japanese warships in the Philippines. Nearly 190 crew members died. The wreck was discovered 2 years ago at more than 20,000 feet, about 60% deeper than the Titanic. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.